Yeah, g'day everyone, and welcome to the Tripod Live with Winnie and Clarkie. It is almost State of Origin time. We've got one more sleep. We are with you for the next 30 minutes to give our best bets. We've got some try scores, we've got some betting action, and our full preview. I am joined by my co-host, as always, Jacob from Tripod Betting. Winnie, how are you going, mate?
Very excited to be here, mate. Now, look, let's be honest. We've got two Queenslanders sitting here about to preview Origin 1. It's not the most unbiased and balanced assessment you're going to get in the world, but it is worth me just saying off the top, I always strive to analyze it objectively. I only gave out one best bet last year throughout the Origin series, and that was on New South Wales, even though I'm a Queenslander. But don't worry, it was in game two, which of the three games was probably the easiest winner you could find in that series. I am willing to tip against my state reluctantly if I believe that's the right tip. And we've got plenty of tips to share tonight. So as I said, I can't wait to talk about the 2023 kickoff at the Adelaide Oval. I'm pumped to share some value players and, of course, some juicy SGMs.
Mate, I absolutely love it. I will take this beanie off. I just wanted to preface at the start exactly who I'm tipping, exactly who I'm going for. So you get my bias out of the way there. We're both proud Queenslanders. A little bit of a different show to what you guys are used to with our NRL previews, of course. So we're going to go to our top sport. And we're going to hear from the CEO, Tristan Merlihan. He's going to give us an exclusive market insight into the betting action off the top of the show. Let's go to Tristan now.
G'day everyone, it's Tristan Merlihan here from Top Sport. I'm actually just landed in Adelaide getting ready for the big game tomorrow night, and it's been a very interesting game to frame the market. We actually put the market up. New South Wales slight favourites, $1.67, Queensland $2.20, and New South Wales were firm at that point into $1.65, Queensland out to $2.25, and the line was at 2.5. We opened New South Wales favourite, just, you know, they probably got a few of those proven performers. I was actually putting us on the lower side of the market. I just felt the market was probably always a little bit too wide, but obviously you've got to respect where that market sits. Then obviously Latrell came out and that caused a big shift for Queensland for obvious reasons. They actually got into $1.95 at one point yesterday. It's now back to $2, Queensland $1.81, New South Wales, and the line settled at that 1.5 mark where New South Wales have been backed at that number. The total points is the lowest we've seen all season at 36 flat. So that's obviously what we know the record with the unders in first game matches. And then there's been plenty of activity on other markets like the man of the match. The three usual suspects are up the top there with Cleary, Munster and Tedesco. But there's been a bit of support for Reece Walsh. He's been $15 into 11. He's been the best backed player so far this event. So hopefully everyone enjoys the game tomorrow. It should be an absolute cracker. And go Queensland. Gamble responsibly.
I completely echo Tristan there. It should be an absolute cracker. We're going to break it down via the team list. We're going to bring up the team list now. We're going to talk about what we think some of our biggest strengths are for the Maroons, for the Blues, and then we're going to look at some key matchups within that. So we've got up there the outside backs to begin with, Winnie. I'm going to pass to you to start this segment. Queensland's biggest strength. When you look at their lineup 1-17, where do you think they have an edge over the Blues potentially?
You know what? That graphic's going to scroll through the whole team just as we're talking, so not necessarily going to be the unit that we're discussing. And I'm going to go a little bit off the reservation and say the biggest strength for Queensland in this game could be coaching. So you probably don't even know I'm going to do this, but I'm going to go straight off on a tangent and talk about Brad Fittler, first of all. And I'm going to put a little statistic on the screen. Okay, Freddie has now been at the helm for 5 years. And I would argue he's had the stronger team in all five series. 2018, don't forget, Kronk retired from rep footy. There was no JT. Cam Smith retired weeks before the series. Slater was injured in game one. New South Wales still only won a narrow game two. Remember, guys, Ponga streaking through the middle. Looks like he's going to score. Amazing tackle by Teddy. New South Wales holds on with a man in the bin and wins that series ultimately 2-1. 2019, New South Wales also had a superior team. I mean, Queensland's playing the decider in Sydney with Corey Norman at 5'8". New South Wales are $1.30. But how did 2019 end? On the buzzer as well. Tedesco again having a hand in that famous victory. Look, you win both series 2-1. You won the Shield. You can't take too much away from Teddy, but it gets worse. Sorry, from Freddie. It gets worse, though. 2020, COVID year, the unlosable series. New South Wales are $1.30 going into that. Queensland's literally picking players who are fringe first grade. And as we know, Queensland wins that series. In 2021, again, New South Wales was superior. No one can argue that. They scored 50 in game one. They beat Queensland 26-0, I think it was, in game two. In fact, all three games were in Queensland, so give the Blues some credit, but still couldn't sweep the Maroons. Queensland wins as an underdog in the third game. So again, it's New South Wales 2-1. And then that brings us to Freddie's fifth season last year, which, as we know, Queensland won that as well, despite their most important player, Munster, ruled out with COVID before kickoff, a few days before kickoff. And New South Wales was like $1.35 in that decider. And Queensland also won game one in New South Wales. So having the significantly stronger team, having words like dynasty thrown around after back-to-back series wins in 18-19 or when the Blues won in 2021, don't act like you weren't all saying it. People were saying, when will Queensland ever win again? They've only won 8 of 15 under Freddie. They've had a losing record against the spread. And then when I flip that to the Maroons coach, yes, he's only coached one series, but Slater's come from arguably playing under the greatest club coach ever in Bellamy, played in the most successful Origin dynasty ever, natural leader, very sharp rugby league mind. So I start right there. And you guys let me know. We're live. Let us know your thoughts. Am I being fair to Freddie there or unfair? I think there's a lot of pressure on him.
Probably something I should have pointed out at the top of the show. Absolutely, we are live. We will see your comments as we go. This is not pre-recorded, so we want to hear your reaction just as much, and it will influence the way we go on this show. I can't believe you went down that route. That is a genius call. That's a magnificent call. I didn't even consider that. I looked at spine, backs, forwards, that sort of stuff, but the fact you come to that, that's actually, you know, you make some really great points there. And while you were talking, I did get up that 2020 Maroons side. I probably don't want to name individuals, but there are some players on that list that will quite simply never play Origin again, with the greatest of respect. It was an unlosable series, realistically. And certainly the market reflected that. My Queensland biggest strength, maybe I've gone a little bit boring on the back of your great call there, but I've gone their bench. I think it's where they won last year's series, players like Carrigan coming from the bench and having great impact. This year, they've got Tino, usually a starter, captain of the Titans. Think he can really come on and have some great impact there. Although we are hearing potentially he could start, and that would mean someone like Thomas Flegler could go back to the bench, which is just as dangerous, in my opinion. Reuben Cotter, I think he's a very similar player to Cameron Murray. He is on the bench for Queensland. He is what Cameron Murray is for the Blues. That fast momentum around the middle of the ruck, quick hit-ups, quick play of the balls, allowing players like Harry Grant, who's also on the bench, to get out of dummy half. And we've seen Harry Grant score match winners. We've seen him play close to MVP performances in Origin before. And he's in great touch again this year. He's probably the form hooker of this competition. Him off the bench, very, very exciting as a Queenslander, if I do say so myself. And then, of course, Jai Arrow. Maybe not noted for coming off the bench, but has been doing it for Souths a few games this year. And I think he's been really strong in every single game that he's played there, realistically. So when I look at these sides 1 to 17, I do think the Maroons have a slight edge there over the Blues bench. We'll move on to the Blues biggest strength.
Just before we do, I'll respond to Jerry's comment. Would you play overs due to a neutral venue? Sometimes you go to a neutral venue, it's a showcase. I wouldn't, though. I would not touch overs in game one. You'll hear some same gamers we've got later, and you'll see I'm actually steering towards a tighter, low-scoring contest. I do have a strength on the field, Clarkey, that you'll like as well. What about just the X factor in Queensland's left-edge attack? You've got Munster. You've got Dave Fifita running outside in Val Holmes. Reece Walsh potentially sweeping in behind. So I'll say straight away, I've nominated Murray Taulagi on the end of that back line after, if people might remember, 6 days ago, my brain malfunctioned when I forgot that he was in the Queensland team. He's there. He's going to remind us all. I've picked him for a try in a couple of same games that I will reveal later. And it's on the back of just the amount that New South Wales has to deal with that Queensland left edge attack.
Yeah, thanks for chiming in there, Jared. It's a really, really great question there. The stat I've got here, I had to go through my trusty rugby league notebook to find it. 11 of the past 12 Origin game ones have been under 36.5 points. So history does say the opener is a bit of a low-scoring contest. Let's move to the Blues side, a very, very strong side on paper. Their biggest strength when you look at their side 1 to 17.
So it's Nathan Cleary for me. In-play kicking, you know, end of sets are going to be so important this type of game, as well as field position, goal kicking as well. And Cleary makes himself more of a running threat in big games. Plus, he's playing alongside 8 other teammates who either play with him at the Panthers or did in the last couple of seasons. That's a huge strength that Penrith connective tissue in key moments, making decisions, knowing what your teammates are going to do. As great as Harry Grant is, I can't argue he's the form hooker in the comp, but I don't think Coruscant's that far away either. He's just playing on a side that's not as high level as the Melbourne Storm. And then you look at, you know, a guy like Isaiah Yeo, I think is also right up there with Carrigan, among the best locks in the competition, or in the world, along with Cam Murray, that the Blues can deploy off their bench. Since I mentioned a New South Wales weakness in maybe kind of picking apart Freddie's coaching record, I'll pick a Queensland weakness as well. For me, that may be inexperience and potential to make errors in some of these young Queensland players. So, yes, New South Wales has more debutants, but we've got Walsh on debut for the Maroons. Cobbo only a second series, and both those players can have errors in their games. Hammer, second ever game. You've got Flegler and Gilbert, your two starting back rowers, minimal origin experience. Sorry, both starting in the forward pack. Flegler, Fifita is the other starting back rower who has also been in the wilderness a little bit in terms of origin. It's a high-pressure environment. I think the game's going to be that close that one mistake, and that could be with ball in hand or that could be in defence, could be critical. So I think there is a trade-off that comes with picking youthful, exciting players, as Slater has opted, that that there could also be one or two untimely mistakes.
Yeah, and I was just going through the top 50 error stats while you were talking then. Reuben Cotter, 43rd. He has 11 errors. Ben Hunt has 12. We go to number 30. That's Holmes with 13. But worrying for Queensland in the top five, at fourth place is Reece Walsh with 21 errors and Cobbo, number one, at 22 errors. So I think you're certainly onto something there. What I want to do for my blue strength, if you will, is I'm just going to read out two players. I want you to tell me who you'd take in a perfect world. Teddy V. Walsh.
Teddy.
Fox or Cobbo?
That's really close because I've got a big question. I've got question marks over Teddy and Adokar. Adokar being underdone and Teddy not carrying great form in. But again, with experience, you probably lean to Adokar.
I agree. Then we go to Taulungi versus Brian Toto.
You have to go Toto.
Yeah, you do. Hammer v Turbo.
And it's another one. It is a legitimate question. If it's on 2023 form, it's Hammer. But I'm willing. I guess it's very hard to go past Trbojevic in terms of ceiling, for sure.
And finally, Holmes v Crichton.
I'll give that to Val Holmes. But okay. Again, it is really close.
Super close. So that's where I'm going with my New South Wales biggest strength. I think it is their outside backs. I think if you look at it specifically form-wise, then there is argument for a lot of those Maroons players. But overall, careers considered, that Blues side is, in my opinion, every single one better than their opposition of who they will face up to.
But your argument would be, of course, even stronger if Latrell Mitchell wasn't ruled out yesterday.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, Latrell versus Holmes, with how we saw Holmes defend last against the Tigers, then that is...
Well, it would have been Latrell. Can you clarify that? Because someone did ask Val on the right, but I believe you posted that Hammer is right center, which means it would have been Hamiso up against Latrell, and you would have worried about the strength disparity, maybe close to the try line. Now it's a very interesting matchup. If I'm reading it correctly, it's Crichton across from Hamiso. It's speed versus speed.
Yeah, so it's actually swapped around. So he was going to mark up on Latrell, that being the Hammer. They're going to switch him to Tom's side. And that's going to leave Holmes and Critter as the matchup there, reportedly.
So, not confirmed. Okay, so Hammer's going to... So then what I said before about Queensland's left attack, that would also mean the Hammer is playing left centre and Val Holmes is switched to right centre.
Yes, and so there will be a distinct advantage there for the Blues as well, because you think their left side will be Luai, who will have Liam Martin there, who will be getting the ball from Cleary, who'll be getting the ball from Coruscant, and on the end of that is Stephen Crichton and Brian Toto. It's an all Panthers left edge, so that is also a strength for the Blues.
Now, I don't want to get too bogged down in left or right, but Liam Martin usually plays right side front rower and Hudson Young usually plays left. But yeah, are you saying that Liam Martin's actually going to be left in this game?
it's all reported at the moment, and that's not official which players will play where. You know, we're hearing Tino will start and swap, but just going off what the reports are saying, then that is seems to be how they're landing.
And I'll throw something else into the works. I don't think it's a certainty that Harry Grant is going to come off the bench either. You said like what strength Queensland's got on their bench, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if he starts. I guess you've got to take that into account. If you're going, you know, first try scorer and you're going Ben Hunt or something, I would pick a player who I'm like highly confident is definitely starting, and definitely look for information such as the post that Clarkie puts out with the latest whispers and news. If you're the type of person that wants to bet try scorers based on, you know, matchups and who might be defending them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always interesting. Origin times, the whispers, the mind games. It's really hard to get an exact read on how the sides will line up 1-17. But, you know, I just think Teddy had the most tackle breaks and most meters of last year's series versus Walsh on debut. That's a big edge there for the Blues, in my opinion, because I just feel that champions rise to the occasion. Someone like Tom Trbojevic hasn't played that much Origin. He's only needs two tries to become the Blues' all-time leading try scorer. And he's
now, I think Turbo has played in maybe three Origin series, and New South Wales won all three of those series that he played, and he didn't play in 2020 or 2022.
And he, I believe, I'm happy if someone corrects me on this one, but my belief is he's the only player in Origin history to score two separate hat tricks. I remember he had one in Perth, and I can't.
Yep, game exactly two, 2019, and then he had a hat trick in the opener in 2021.
There you go. So I think that there is certainly an argument on form that Maroons backline does compete with the Blues. But if the Blues play to their absolute potential and they play at the champion standard they are, then my opinion is there's absolutely a big edge there for the Blues. So that would be my biggest strength for the New South Wales Blues. Anything further from you before we move on to our keys to victory?
I feel like strengths and weaknesses tie straight into keys to victory. So you want me to lead off or you got one for us?
Yeah, I'll pass to you straight away with a keys to victory. I've got about three written down here, so really keen to see how we compare there.
Okay, so for Queensland, I think they need to turn New South Wales' biggest strength into a weakness. And what I mean by that is they're going to have to keep Nathan Cleary under wraps. And so the defensive game plan for Queensland, clearly it starts with effective contact in the middle of the field. To the best degree you can, control that ruck speed, and keep all eyes on Cleary at all times. That's kick pressure, but that's also just in attack. Never let Cleary play with any time and space, because I think if you're the Maroons, the lesser of those evils is let's let Luai beat us, you know? And arguably even Teddy, you rather those players have the ball in their hands than Cleary, I think, from a Queensland perspective. I also think for Queensland, the talent that I mentioned before and the skill that's there, you know, if it's just we're just purely talking in attack, I don't know if Teddy's better than Reece Walsh at this point right now on form, but I think Teddy brings all the other intangibles, the leadership, the organisation, defence, that slightly bigger size experience, right? So I'm happy for you to say that New South Wales wins that matchup, but Reece Walsh could either score or have a hand in a decisive try in this one, as could those other exciting weapons that we talk about. It's hard to predict what someone like Walsh is going to do or Munster, and you know, and they could be linking up. So I'm looking at this game and I'm kind of thinking three tries might win it. So I think Queensland can find those tries, but their defense has to limit the damage of the go forward of the Blues. So I'm not sure if you had this as a key to victory, but I do think the Blues have the stronger forward pack with Haas, Tevita Pangai, Paulo, Cam Murray. You know, when he comes on, those guys are just going to be charging in the middle and generating quick play the balls and offloading the ball. And I don't think either team's going to dominate the middle, but I do think who wins the arm wrestle and who can stay within the laws and not get pinged too many times by the referees, because the officials don't want to have a big say in it. So I think you usually get away with a bit, but obviously you don't, you know, six agains and penalties are going to be critical. I think that's the key to winning this matchup.
And, you know, the times when the Panthers or Cleary has struggled has been when the Maroons really pressured him. They took that blueprint from the Melbourne Storm in the grand final in 2020. I think it was the 2020 grand final when the Storm beat them. They set the blueprint on how you put Nathan Cleary off his game, and you simply must be getting to him on every kick. You must be pressuring him harder than any other player. And then the only other teams that have really been able to implement that, you'd say, was the Eels when they beat them twice in the 2022 regular season. obviously didn't help in the finals. But for my keys to victory, when I went super simple. I think control the middle, beat your opposite number, and don't overcomplicate things. You know, oftentimes we can look at footy and huge games like this and overcomplicate things. But I still think it's like any other footy game, whether it's under 10s or the highest level here at Origin. Generally, if you're controlling that middle of the field and beating your opposite number, and that's happening more than not, you go a long way to winning the game there. The other point I have is the halves kicking game needs to be on point. Kicking is so important in Origin because there's never too much that splits the sides. So if you can get that extra 10 meters, find the grass with the kick, it all adds up over a brutal 80 minutes, of course. And my third point was the outside backs take calculated risks. Sometimes in Origin, you know, these games are so close that it's one moment. It's one thing that we end up calling them Origin plays when we look back at them with hindsight. But it's those Origin plays that can come off and win you games. But I do call it a calculated risk because if you're going for an Origin play every single or too much, you can have some silly errors which can absolutely come back and bite you. So they're my three keys to victory. Any thoughts on those?
I had that tying into my keys for New South Wales to win. I kind of looked at how each state could win this game. And I think you have to talk about the hunger in New South Wales and the determination. I think there is a little bit of an edge to the team that I think has had the greater talent advantage. And I say that as a Queenslander. Over the last 3 years, they've got one shield to show for it. And this is the scene of the crime where Queensland got the upset in game one in 2020 in Adelaide. New South Wales was leading that game. I believe it was 8-0 and they were kept scoreless second half. Then the Blues lost the opener last year as well, and that they ultimately lost the series and lost the decider as heavy favourites last time they played. I said the stronger forward pack and this game could be won and lost in the middle, as Keegan says, just like in under 10s. But I think it also just simply comes down to chances. I don't think you can really be right or wrong saying who you think will win this game because it could just come down to, right, New South Wales will generate some fast play the balls. You've got Coruscant in the dummy half. He throws the ball to Yo, Cleary, Luai, Crichton, some combination, which are all former teammates. And the ball ends up in the hands of Adokar or Brian To'o. Can they take a half chance? Or can someone like Teddy or Turbo wind back the clock and create a try out of nothing? Because we mentioned Latrell before, he is the type of player that creates something from nothing. Teddy and Turbo on their best days, they both are capable of doing that. And again, I think maybe three tries wins this, maybe two tries is enough to win this game. So it really can just be down to one moment of brilliance.
Absolutely, Ken. And just reacting to some of the comments there, I saw someone earlier ask regarding where our picks and our same game multi. We'll have those coming very soon. And two take on toppy try scorers. We've got John Pierce, who will goal kick for Queensland. I believe it'll be Valentine Holmes. Would you agree with that?
That's right. It'll be Val, yep.
Yeah, most likely will be Valentine Holmes. So yeah, there's our keys to victory. And there is our reaction to both sides' team list. At this point of the show, we're going to go forward to our game predictions, our predicted winner, predicted score, first try scorers, MVPs, whatever you've got, Winnie, we want to hear it all. But I'll kick us off for this. Mine's very simple. My predicted winner is Queensland of this game. And I'm not like yourself. I'm very biased. You guys know that when I come on here and tip the Titans every single week. So I'm sure most people aren't shocked to hear I'm going to tip the Maroons here. I mean, ultimately, I could come up with a million reasons why or a million reasons why not, but it doesn't matter because I'm openly admitting to everyone on the show right now, I love Queensland so much and I'm going to tip us there. When he has brought up my predicted score for game one, 22-18, I think it can be my gut feeling is it can be a slightly higher scoring opening game than others, despite the stats telling us that seems unlikely. I don't know. I just have that gut feel that there could be a few more tries than what we're used to in a game one. With that being said, who have you got in your predicted winner for this one and a predicted score, if you will?
Yeah, well, drum roll, I'm going Queensland as well. But it's that tight, guys. I'm not really saying it with great confidence. And I'm going to say by the narrowest of margin, and dare I say Golden Point may not be out of the equation, I'm going Queensland 15 to New South Wales 14 for my prediction. But I do have a couple of same game multis, and the way we created them, which we'll share momentarily, is I basically made one if you like Queensland in a narrow victory and one if you like New South Wales in a narrow victory. I've also picked like a man of the match for each team. So we've kept it very fair and given both both sets of supporters something that they might be interested in investing in if they like the sound of it.
Yeah, and you know, with Origin Game 1, I'd be shocked if it was a huge 13-plus win or a big win to either side, if I'm being absolutely honest. Predicted first try scorer. You got anyone there that's really screaming out to you that you like for a first try potentially?
I wouldn't give like an official tip on this, and I'm not going too creative really, but I'm going Brian Toto, one of the many Penrith players for New South Wales. That would be my pick for our first try and for a try for the Blues. And Tao Lungi, as I said before, on electric left edge for Queensland. And I'd like to hear your try scorer prediction as well, but I just thought this could be a good time to bring in another first try tip from our newest show sponsor, WikiAI. So here's Nicole to tell us who he's backing and why.
G'day everyone, it's Tristan Millihan here from
Hey guys, it's Nicole from Wiki. Hope you guys are pumped for Origin Game 1. I'm excited about these tips, especially Tommy Gilbert. We got on him as high as $67 to score the first try, $15 score in a try anytime. Surprisingly, bet are still having him at about $41 to score the first try and about $10 to score anytime. Still really happy with that price. A couple of man of the match picks in there as well. Atlas Comparison Tool, which I showed you last week, and our Discord, where we're about to crack 2,500 people. It is all for free. Just Google Wiki Linktree, and good luck and gamble responsibly tomorrow.
Nice. Certainly a good option there to consider from Wiki, great data company. They do it all. Google Wiki Linktree, join the Discord. You won't regret it. If you like banter and you like getting around some not only tips, but tips that are brought to you by actual data and AI tools, which is a new and emerging space in the world, then Wiki is absolutely your go-to.
In fact, the link to Wiki is in our show description. And if you're in the Tripod group last weekend, Nicole comes in and says, hey, guys, Campbell Graham, scratch for Souths. Jed Cartwright's playing right centre. He's paying $29 on better for first try. What does he do? Goes out and scores the first try in the first week of Wiki sponsoring the Tripod. So he's delivering the goods for the punters.
Oh, mate, and Wiki is also a sponsor of my show, my page, sorry. And in that time, I've seen Nicole land some beauties. None better than Josh King at $151 to score first. That was absolutely wild. But yeah, you got to love those. I'm in the same boat as you, Winnie. I don't have an official tip for a first try scorer, but I am going to offer Dave Fifita as an option. I feel like he's in career best form, and it is his return to the Origin Arena, surrounded by superstars. But hey, Dave himself is a superstar, so I think you could certainly see him cross over for the first try as a little bit of a left field option because, you know, it is much safer to go the outside backs. But maybe if you're looking for a bit of value, Big Dave could be your man. Predicted MVP, anyone you like for man of the match, most valuable player, whatever you want to call it. Anyone jumping out?
Yeah, I'm going to go longer odds again. Along the similar lines of me saying before, the middle is the key. I'm going to take Coruscant. If he can prove the Blues right in that they can last with one hooker, I think he's in that good of form and his probing in the middle, I want to give it to someone that plays in the middle if I think it's a lower scoring type game and I'm predicting an absolute war. $26 Coruscant for man of the match on Top Sport and on Dabble.
I like it. Yeah, Coruscant. I mean, he couldn't be in any better form when you think of his last game there for the Tigers. That was, and he's also got that connection with the halves there. He, you know, he knows when they want the ball. He knows when he can go. Certainly a great one there. I'm going to go Patrick Carrigan for mine. You guys are obviously noticing the theme here. There's a lot of Maroons in my predictions. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I just think he was great last year. And a lot of that series, I believe he came from the bench. Now, this is Carrigan's second season back post-ACL. He has the record for the most tackles in a single game so far this year. He's averaging a bunch of meters. I think he could make history here and potentially go back-to-back with the Wally Lewis medal. Of course, he did win that last year as well. That kind of feeds
into I picked a Queenslander and I back you up. I'm going Carrigan. So best odds about him, $21 on Dabble. And you said it. He was man of the series last year, but without actually winning a man of the match award. He was probably Queensland's second best on ground in the opener. I can't remember who got man of the match in the opener. I don't know if putting you on the spot, top of your head, but I believe Carrigan got the two votes. And then I think he got the two votes behind Ponga in the decider. Oh, Munster was probably man of the match in game one, but then ruled out for the decider there. So I think we know how important Carrigan is. And again, that's the style of game I'm selecting. I want to pick a forward. Like the obvious candidates there, Tristan said it before, Cleary, Munster, Teddy, you know. But I think if it is the type of game I'm expecting, you're looking for players that are going to generate meters, offloads, and a lot of tackles.
Yeah, mate, you nailed it absolutely there. Cameron Munster was indeed man of the match in game one. That was at a Core Stadium. Then they went over to Optus Stadium in Perth. That was Nathan Cleary. Game three was.
And I gave out Cleary at $9 to be man of the series before game two. And then he dominated game two and he was like $1.60 to be man of the series. All New South Wales had to do was win game three. And this is, I think people hate hearing this, but I can't help but say it. I went to Origin 3 last year and I went with the old co-host of the pod, Alexi, and he'd been out of the loop, hadn't been watching footy too much, but he said, give me a long shot to bet in this game. What about man of the series? And I said, well, we're going to be cheering for Queensland. It's very open because it would have been Munster, but he's out. I would go Paddy Carrigan at $40. And Alex had barely even watched Carrigan or heard of him and didn't end up backing him. But and then we thought Ben Hunt was going to get it when he strode away at the end. And Hunt was over 100-1 to win player of the series. Had to finish close, but it was Carrigan. And again, he definitely should be in the mix on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean, that Ben Hunt moment, I couldn't help but smile. And that is one of the coolest Origin moments ever if you're a Maroons fan. That moment for us was what the Blake Ferguson one was for the Blues a few years ago when he passed back inside to Teddy. I think it probably feeds into our future segment where we're going to talk about the Wally Lewis medal, which if you guys aren't 100% familiar, that is the player of the series. Went to Pat Carrigan, and I kind of touched on it there with my predicted MVP for game one. I'm going to go Carrigan again to win the Wally Lewis medal outright. Averaged 138 meters last year and 41 tackles per game. Dare I say those numbers will go up this year with the form he's in and the fact it's his second year back from an ACL injury. Not just my opinion, the NRL physio who covers all injuries in the NRL says there's a bunch of data that players do have a steep increase in form coming into their second year post ACL tear. You like Paddy Carrigan for Wally Lewis medal, or are you thinking someone else?
Look, in terms of the overall Wally Lewis medal, again, it's hard to actually go past Nathan Cleary. If you like the Blues, $5, the best odds I saw. Again, that was on Dabble. It could just be his time because he's achieved so much in the game already. But this is a frontier that he needs to dominate. On the back of Coruscant, let's say if he gets man of the match, he'll be in a great position. But even if he's like getting a vote at all, $26 for man of the series. I tipped him just a few minutes ago. What was he? 20. It was 26 as well 26. For man of the match. But 26 for man of the series too on Sportsbet. Again, if he proves the selectors right in going for an 80-minute hookup.
Yeah, I agree. I think if you're a Blues fan and you're looking for a Blues bet for this Wally Lewis medal, then I probably can't go past Cleary either. I probably can't see it being Luai, maybe Coruscant. I think that'd be the outside play, and maybe Teddy. But I think it'll be a spine player if it's from the Blues. That's my belief. And then, yeah, I absolutely do lean to Nathan Cleary as well there. Series winner. Are you prepared to give a series winner yet, or you want to save that for some of our future preview shows?
It's that close, almost impossible to split, and could come down to who wins this game. I've said Queensland by 1 point in game one, so I'll say Queensland 2-1. But I just gave a series, man of the series pick for the Blues. I could easily see them winning the series 2-1 as well. And, of course, Latrell is most likely going to return for games 2 and 3. I know you're going to tip Queensland for the series as well, 2-1, or are you going the clean sweep?
I'm going 2-1. I think we win tomorrow night in Adelaide. Then we go to Suncorp for game two, where the Blues' recent record is only 3 wins from their last 16 games there. Not a great record at all. So I think we can wrap up the series in the first two games. But I think in game three in Sydney, the Blues will come back, win well. And I think that'll start to create the question, should Brad Fittler be extended or do we make the hard decision and go the other way? But I do see the Blues winning that last game and then giving, at least some discussion around the future of Brad Fittler. Anything else from you in terms of predictions for this one or any futures?
Oh, I'd like to respond to Zane's comment there, and I'm not just saying this because I'm a Queensland fan. Clearly, I'd love to see Queensland win game one. But I think if Queensland lost game one, I don't think they'd make wholesale changes. It's not Billy Slater's style. Queensland got blown away in Perth, and they asked Billy, what changes are you making to your team? And he said, this is our team. So, again, Queensland doesn't have the same amount of depth, so it's always funny how Queensland gets spoken about as more loyal. It's easier to be loyal when you've got less players to choose from. New South Wales has a bigger pool, therefore they have to respect the talent and the form of different players each year. And I think you gave the stat when we gave our Origin reactions, how many more players have the Blues utilized over, you know,
it was over 100
years of Origin, like 100 more players, right? So, but that's natural because they've got a bigger pool to draw from, which is why they should be winning more often than they do. But we won't go down that path. But if New South Wales lose game one, I want to see what are the overreactions. You know, how are the Blues going to utilize Nico in game one? But if they lose it, surely they'll say Nico has to start and they'll make Luai a scapegoat. How are they going to deploy Cam Murray? I can't wait to see. Again, I've tipped Appy because I think he's going to go well, but does he handle the bulk minutes or does Cookie come back into calculations? So I think it would be fascinating if Queensland wins game one just from the reaction south of the border and how New South Wales are going to respond to that on a selections front.
Winnie, great minds think alike, mate. Scheduled for Thursday at 8 a.m. is a question of the day post that says, what changes should Freddie or Billy make to their sides ahead of game two? Because fans love to freak out and, oh, we've lost by a point. We've got to change everything. And that's just Origin. It's a frantic time of the year. Looking at the Maroon side, I think if there was a forward most likely to come in, I probably think Corey Horsburgh, the forms he's in. Outside backs, I think Dane Gagai. And a spine player, I'd probably go to Kalen Ponga. I couldn't see the halves or the hooker changing there, so I think KP. For the Blues, I was trying to think while you were speaking there. No one was really jumping out to me too much. I think the obvious change around the spine could be Hines to six, Burton to the bench. Any middle forwards or outside backs changes? Maybe Campbell Graham could, or Latrell Mitchell for the outside backs, of course. That rules out Campbell Graham. And for the forwards, no, I think that Blues pack's pretty much the best they've got available at the moment.
It depends how TPJ goes. You know, there's a bit of an experiment X factor there, but if he, you know, gets himself sin binned or something, has a couple of errors, then, you know, there are plenty of other form props in New South Wales can select from.
And there you go. I just said fans freak out and discuss changes around State of Origin time, and I couldn't help myself. I had to do the same. But it is time for that time of the show where we go to our bets for State of Origin. Now, a little bit different to our regular NRL previews. We don't have best bets, but what we do have for you are two better same game multis where we're going to have a Queensland one and a New South Wales one. Winnie has cooked those up for you. And then I've gone with our take on Toppy try scorers, one for each side as well. So with that being said, Winnie, let's move on to the better same game multis. Before we do so, as I said, we've got two, one for each state. If people want more Origin preview content, check out the Better YouTube where they're in the Fox League lab. And if you need a sign-up link, there's one in the show description. But just remember before you bet, think, is this really a bet you want to be making? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. The information of that is also in our show description. Winnie, over to you. In just a moment, you want to start with your Blues or your Queensland same game multi?
Well, I'll start by saying I didn't rule out having a best bet on this game. It's just like any NRL game. I don't have a best bet every game. If I see something I like, I'll take it. And I'll be completely honest with you guys. A best bet for me would have been either team 1 to 10. I would have gone straight back to the well, the most recent winning best bet, which was South Raiders, because I said I couldn't split those sides. So I went either team 1 to 10. The problem? Best odds I could find was $1.75, I think, on Ladbrokes. It was just too short. I don't give out best bets under $1.80 odds, so I didn't end up having a best bet. You could go either team 1 to 8, and you're still going to get over $1.80. But, you know, you do start to narrow that needle that you're trying to thread there, so or that window that you're trying to land the score. But that's still a bet I like. But that will tie into a couple of my same gamers, really. I'll do whichever one comes up on screen first here, and that is if you like the Blues, I'm going Toe anytime try scorer and Blues 1-12, and that's $9.25, I believe, on Better. So again, grab a Better account with the link in our description. I explained that Toe, one of the nine Panthers or former Panthers in this side, and a great chance to finish on the right wing for the Blues. And for Queensland, if you want to back a Queensland-centric SGM, Tao Lungi, anytime try scorer, and Queensland 1-12. Now, sorry, I've kind of led you guys astray there because some people might have been listening thinking $9.25 is insane odds. It's a custom multi and it is Taulagi or To'o to score in the first 60 minutes. So I'm thinking that the game can be that tight late, maybe even a field goal decides it. So we do need that anytime try scorer in the first hour, the first three quarters of the game, and then that respective state to win 1-12. Taulagi and Queensland 1-12, 9.25. To'o and New South Wales 1-12, also 9.25, with a try in the first 60 minutes. So scoring before the clock strikes 60.
You know what? I've been burnt by sort of something a little bit similar to that in the past, where it's such a tight game and I need a side to cover a particular line or a particular try score, for example, but the other side's just not interested. They just want to take the penalty conversion while the points are there. And so, you know, you'd have to tip that if either winger, either one of those wingers was to score, then you'd think it'd be in the first 60 minutes. And as we get into that last 20, that's when penalty goals, field goal attempts, field position is going to become the more crucial element of this contest. That's the way I see it anyway. So, mate, I love both those same game modes. I think there's great value there at those. And I think you've picked two great try scorers. We both think it'll be a close one. So it all kind of feeds in together. With that being said, we can get on to my take on Toppy try scorer. If you guys watch our NRL previews, you know that each week I give a try scorer where Toppy gives us a great price for the try scorer. I've got a pick for Queensland and I've got a pick for the Blues. Now, my Queensland pick is Valentine Holmes. He has scored 11 tries in his last 13 Origin games, and he will be up against Stephen Crichton, who is fresh into the New South Wales Blues lineup. Look, one thing we can say about Valentine Holmes, despite his most recent game with the Tigers, is he always shows up for Origin. I don't think he's had a bad rep game in his life. Valentine Holmes has also scored the first try in six of his 13 Origin appearances. So there could be some value there as well. Almost a 50% strike rate to score first, and 11 tries in his 13 appearances. So Valentine Holmes is my take on Toppy try scorer for the Maroons.
He's 380 on Toppy right now for the next maybe 15 minutes, half an hour. So that's best price in the market. And you can even feed him into a same game multi.
Yeah, best price in the market. And that's the big thing as well. This isn't a singles only bet. You can feed it into a multi if you're looking at it that way as well. $3.80. And as Winnie said, Top Sport cannot guarantee this price up until kickoff. So that's the benefit of being here with us live. You can take advantage of that if you like Valentine Holmes there. For the Blues, I've gone a safe option as well. I've gone the other winger to you, Winnie. I've gone with Josh Adokar. He has 10 tries in his Origin career, and he only needs one more to become the Blues' equal first highest try scorer of all time. Jared Hayne and Michael O'Connor currently have that a record at 11. So Josh Adokar just needs one more. Why I also like him, we spoke about Nathan Cleary. We think he will be important to the Blues. Josh Adokar has scored 20 tries in the 13 games he's played with Nathan Cleary. Now, what's so special about that stat? They're all rep games. They're all games for the Kangaroos or the Blues. So an impressive strike weight when playing outside the Iceman, Nathan Cleary. What odds have we got on Josh Adokar?
$2.50. Which is, again, very juicy. And again, you can tie that into a same gamer that's on Toppy. And that price might not last.
No, might not last. So, yeah, Josh Adokar, one more try. He goes to equal first. So they are both of my take on Toppy try scorers. It's about time we close the show, Winnie. Before we do, I've thrown this into the agenda. I want to read out some cheeky fun facts before we close out the show for you.
Before you give them, I've still got one more same gamer. So I've done one on Toppy as well. Beautiful. So I might share that. And I'm calling this one no, 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 because it's three no's. Neither team to score 20 points plus, neither team wins both halves, and neither team is going to be scoreless in a half. And that's $8.50 on Top Sport. So I'm envisioning, I said 15, 14 to Queensland, but any score where maybe the winner is in the teens, and it's a tight game, so neither team's winning both halves. You've got a chance in both halves being low scoring. Either half could be a tie or else a half apiece, something like that. And neither team going dead scoreless. Not that I think there'll be many points, but again, I think teams will take the two when it's on offered, when it's on offer. So I think the likelihood that a team is scoreless in a half is not too high. Then you combine those three options. $8.50 is pretty juicy if you agree with the way I see this contest.
Mate, fantastic. And I'd have to be the only co-host that could create that graphic for you less than an hour ago and completely forget about it. The only thing that could have made that better is if we had the Gus Gould sound clip. No, from the Rugby League 2 game on PlayStation 2. My five fun origin facts I've got for this is the only other time the Blues wore their navy blue uniform, they won 38-6 in 2019. That was the Perth game. Am I correct in that?
Yep.
The last three Queenslanders to debut at fullback have won their games, those being Corey Allen, AJ Brimson, and Carmichael Hunt. 15 of the last 17 Origin game ones have been decided by 12 points or less. So only two out of the last 17 were 13 plus. That basically means a left center has scored in each of the last six Origin games. And New South Wales has won three of the last four Origin games that were played in a neutral state. Of course, we're in Adelaide. So, yeah, they're my five fun facts for State of Origin. Have you got anything else for our viewers before we close this bad boy out?
No, just enjoy the game, guys. It's never easy to pick an Origin game, but this one especially just looks as even as you can get. Every moment's going to be so important, and the intensity is going to be through the roof. It's the biggest game of the year so far, and just absolutely cannot wait.
Oh, I can't wait either, mate. And to all of our viewers tonight, we want to extend our best thank you for being here with us. It's the most exciting time of year, and we are truly privileged to deliver this show to you guys, and we hope that you enjoyed it along the way. If you want full Origin coverage, Clarkie's Rugby League column on Facebook, and if you want bets and banner throughout tomorrow also, then check out the Tripod group on Facebook. We'll be back Thursday, 6:30 p.m., just before Women's Origin kicks off, to preview everything round 14 in the NRL season. And we hope to see you there also. Thank you very much, guys.
Go the Maroons. Lego.